Back here on 96.5 The Fan, Mac and Dusty with you. And then at 10 o'clock today is Briscoe and Drew. Josh Briscoe will be in studio at 9 o'clock with us here. Derek Johnson in 20 minutes here with us as well. Also, shout out to Eric Berry. Yesterday was his birthday.
Hey!
Comeback Player of the Year in 2015.
Hell yeah.
Three-time first-team All-Pro. Five-time Pro Bowler. NFL's 2010s All-Decade Team.
Wow.
All-Rookie Team in 2010. And the George Halas Award in 2016.
Go Vols.
Is he in your top 10 Chiefs of all time?
Yeah, I think so. Again, going back to that personal note, I was at that pick two game. It was one of the best football moments I've ever had. It was with my brother.
That's an individual game where it's like, that dude won the game.
That dude won us that game. I mean, it's 8 points.
What did he give his mom or dad? The football? Dad?
First one was mom. Second one was dad. They were both at that game. Pick six and a pick two that game for Eric Berry. So, yeah, I think he'd go in my top 10. And he's a Tennessee Volunteer. A little bit biased there. But, yeah, so I think he'd probably go in my top 10. Yeah.
What was Raheem Mostert's clock management last night?
Dude.
At the end of the first half.
What on earth, man?
28 seconds left? Or no, end of the game.
End of the game. You could
28 seconds left, two timeouts.
You could have called it with like 38. You let it go down to 28. Mm. You let 15 seconds transpire. Like nothing. You had two timeouts. You had one to play with.
Two plays, the ball didn't move.
You're 15 yards, 20 yards away from a field goal. You had two timeouts. You could have 35 seconds left.
Not good coaching.
Michael Penix was cooking you.
You like Michael Penix?
I do.
He's arrived. He's here.
I really like Michael
Kirk's
Penix.
Kirk's like, oh, shoot.
Yeah,
where am I going to play next year?
No, I think Penix is it. He's my third favorite coming in the draft. He looks really, really good.
Somebody says from the 913, the picture that went out when Alex Smith, the game against the Chargers, when he looks absolutely jacked, when they won with his like QB sneak at the end of the game.
Yes.
Yep. Somebody says, got to be Dawson, the only other Super Bowl MVP for the franchise. Like I said, I mean,
I can't tell you're wrong there. Yeah.
Top five, man. It's just crazy how good and how much we remember Jamaal Charles. And we're like, Raheem Mostert. Not Raheem Mostert. What's his name?
Raheem Morris.
Got a lot of, thanks, coach. Raheem Mostert plays for the Dolphins. Thank you.
I thought you said Raheem Morris, honestly. So,
K-Stater.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Totally forgot about that. Yeah, that was trash. He did it at the end of the first half, too.
Yeah. OT, that game was good last night.
It's like how many timeouts will they let me take into overtime? It's like, yep, nope, it's not a thing.
And then what was it, the Green Bay Minnesota game when they called the offsides on the kick?
Oh,
and they just showed the aerial shot. And they're like, well, we're just going to trust their word here that he was offsides. But tough to see from that angle. All right, we'll be back at the first half. We'll be back for the second half.
Right? Yeah, sweet, cool.
Coaching's tough in the NFL. And I know a lot of people are bored to death with this topic, but it's so crazy how it fluctuates, right? Beginning of the year, Andy Reid was plus 5,000 to win Coach of the Year because everyone was like, well, the Chiefs are going to be good. They're going to win their division. They're going to challenge everybody in the AFC Conference. They'll be all right. Andy Reid will do what he needs to do. But he went 15-1. And as of Sunday morning, Andy Reid's odds to win Coach of the Year were plus 475. He's still currently third in the odds list. No surprise, number one is KOC, Kevin O'Connell. Minnesota's in good position with him because you can have the conversation about Sam Darnold. What do you do? Do you tag and stay? And do you tell JJ, like, hey, man, one more year, and then it's you? Do you do the Jordan Love, the Aaron Rodgers, that sort of thing, money in the bank? Do you do that and just say, trust us? Because what do you say, right? We're too quick to judge these quarterbacks. JJ McCarthy with Kevin O'Connell, I think, could work. Kevin O'Connell's a good coach. There's nothing to be denied with that. Nothing to be denied with Kevin O'Connell. Great coach. He's not 15-1. Okay? Not a whole lot of injuries in Minnesota this year.
Nope.
Like, Jordan Addison was out for first, six games or so of the season? And again, Sam Darnold, and maybe that's enough. Maybe that's the stamp of approval. Like, he did it with Sam Darnold, who's going to win Comeback Player of the Year.
Or should.
Probably should. I don't know if he will.
I think it'd be Burrow.
Yeah, it's true. But you look at the odds, right? And Andy Reid could backdoor cover this, I think. Two big things have to happen. Detroit has to beat Minnesota.
Yeah.
Which is the game of the week.
Oh, easily.
Not even close.
Game of the year?
Could be. Could be.
I mean, frankly, I mean, for the one seed, the implication, this is awesome.
Could be. And I think, and this is just my opinion, I'm sorry, Andy Reid is plus 900.
Okay.
Dan Campbell is plus 650. And Kevin O'Connell is minus 1,000. So Vegas has said all but, because of positioning, those are your top three. After those three, it's Dan Quinn, Jim Harbaugh, Sean McVay. It's not even close.
No, no, no. All those
guys are plus 2,000 or more. Andy Reid, plus 900. If Andy Reid goes into Denver and knocks them out with Carson Wentz, Carson Steele, I don't know.
Nico Remigio and Jared Wiley. Yeah.
Everybody else is not a main guy. And they win. And they go 16-1. And Detroit beats Minnesota. Andy Reid backdoor covers coach of the year. I guarantee it.
Wow, we get a guarantee.
I guarantee it.
Love it. So what needs to happen is what you just said, obviously, with the Chiefs winning. But other than that, you need the Lions to beat Kevin O'Connell.
Right. Because then you would get into the win-loss.
Yes.
Because the only thing that's hanging Andy Reid on there is that he's 15-1.
15-1.
But if he goes 16-1, right, he would go on routes to do something that only, I think, three other teams have done, and that's win 18 games in an NFL season. Right? The Patriots did it. I think the 98 Vikings did it. And I think maybe another, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I know 18 wins is like a thing in the NFL that hardly anybody's ever done. And the Chiefs are three wins away from doing that, which means if they win the last game of the season and then win two games in the AFC, you know, playoff picture, they had 18 wins going to the Super Bowl, possibly finish their season at 19-1. And you'd have to sit back and be like, he didn't win coach of the year.
Yeah.
Because if we take the narrative of the award, and it's, you have to do something that was surprisingly different and no one saw coming. Everyone saw the Chiefs winning the AFC West. Everyone did. Everyone knew they were going to be a playoff team. That's cool. 15-1, the toughest year of the league, with the richest amount of talent at the quarterback position. Oh, by the way, you lost your number two corner.
Yes.
Your starting left tackle.
Yep.
Your backup left tackle. You had to move a guard over. You lost your starting running back. Two starting wide receivers. Lost one game on the road. To maybe the second best team in the AFC.
To the MVP. One or two.
Yeah. Plus 900. I think, and again, I think, somebody says this from the text too. Imagine winning a three-peat and you're not coach of the year. Like, also, we look at, like, we talk about things like, yes, the X's and O's and the record holds up. But, like, you don't have the sort of culture you have in Philly that you have in Kansas City. Like, that just doesn't exist because that's Nick Sirianni. That's Andy Reid. That's, yes, they're winning. The record's there. But the culture in Kansas City is why this team is the way they are. And Andy Reid is doing it. And he's done it 15 times in one season so far. Could win another game. From the 816, we let Denver beat us, right? I don't think anybody wants the Bengals in the playoffs. Denver can still lose, and Miami can win. And Cincy's out. Cincy has to have Denver and Miami lose. That's the only way they get in.
Yeah, I thought it was just those two. So yeah, they need the Dolphins to lose to the Jets. Yeah, so it doesn't really matter. I don't think that's going to happen.
They need the Dolphins to lose and the Broncos to lose.
Yeah,
and the Broncos play at home against a B/C team.
Yeah, I think a B/C team can beat that Broncos team still, coached by Andy Reid. You know, to your point, coach of the year.
Which I think that's one of those things where Andy Reid's like, "Oh, okay, you give me a challenge.
Exactly.
I got half a tank of gas to get across town. I bet I can do it. I bet I can do it."
Like this text 816. You think we let Denver beat us? Yeah, I don't think Andy Reid, that's in this team's DNA. They're not worried about a Cincinnati, an 8-8 or 9-8 Cincinnati team limping into the playoffs with the worst defense in the league and no one to speak of other than Jamar Chase, T. Higgins, and Joe Burrow. That's not keeping this team up at night. They do not care, and they will not alter their plans or their strategies to try and miss a team like Cincinnati or escape.
Right.
Won't happen.
Hey, Cincinnati would have beat New England week one. We wouldn't be in
this. That's it, man. That game.
Wins are just tough. They're a tough thing to win in this league. We'll take them however we can get them, says every coach ever. But if the Chiefs do it, I don't know, man.
Just didn't look right, man. Just didn't look great.
They just look off. They look bored. Gosh, something's missing. Okay. Yeah. A three-peat that's on deck.
Very boring.
Yeah. This team has all its pieces. Plus, we'll dive into a little bit of MVP discussion on the other side with Mac Morey, Dusty Lycan, and then DJ in about 10 minutes here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your home for Kansas City Sports, 96.5 The Fan.
Happy Monday, Kansas City. Welcome back into 96.5 The Fan. Dusty Lycan's with you, Mac Morey as well. We'll be all back together on Thursday. Weird week. Off tomorrow and Wednesday. Happy New Year's Eve, Eve.
You got any good plans?
I don't know, man. I'm undecided.
I know, me too.
With the day off, like my buddy wants to do, like, you know, small get-together at his house. The only thing that, like, makes it kind of intriguing is we're all sports nuts, and that's that Boise State-Penn State game at 6:30 or 5:30, whenever it is.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
That game's fun.
So you can kind of make that the center.
Yeah. I'll drive up here tomorrow morning to get some work done. And by work, I mean place bets for that game.
I was going
to
say, yep.
Missouri-Iowa today at 1:30.
Woo!
There's a middle finger for you for Mizzou fans. Hey, your team's in a good bowl game. It's going to be Monday at 1:30. All right. Thank you.
Against Iowa.
Carrington Harrison, show starts at 2. Biggest Mizzou guy I know. Yes. He'll have it on a TV in a studio. But again, what's the over-under in that game, you think? You think it's over 41?
I was going to say, is it over, 35?
Let's check, since DraftKings is open. 40.
40.
Mizzou, 2.5-point favorites.
I'd consider the under in that.
I consider Iowa plus 120. I don't know why.
I like that too, yeah. Well, just from a defensive
perspective. I feel like their guys play more of their starting core than Mizzou's. Like, Brady Cook will start, obviously, I think, because it's his last year, it's his last game, and then he'll be an agent. But I don't think Luther Burden's playing. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I don't know. I just, look, man. And for those of you that were listening last segment and still listening, I love you more than you know. The Dolphins win, get to 8-8. On the AFC playoff spot, this is from Albert Breer. Broncos beat the Chiefs, they're in. Broncos lose, Dolphins beat Jets, Miami's in. Broncos, Dolphins lose, and the Bengals beat the Steelers, Cincy's in. All three lose, Denver's in.
Got okay, yeah.
Denver has the golden ticket. Are they going to run into Slugworth, or are they going to keep going?
Mm-hmm. I at the end of the day, Chiefs are going to play who they're going to play. You're in the playoffs. You've done your job. Can't control this. But if you could, for me personally, the worst case scenario is the Dolphins making the playoffs. That team is the worst out of those three teams, and it would be a cakewalk for Buffalo. They wouldn't even have to think about that.
Did
game.
I miss a Tua injury? Why was he inactive? Did I miss something?
I don't know.
Okay.
I didn't pay attention.
I didn't. Again, holiday week, it was a mess.
Yeah, there was a lot going on.
Here, there, middle of the week. Yep. I just saw, Schefter tweeted, Tua's officially out, so is Jalen Waddle. Tyreek will play. So I don't know if I missed something with Tua. Because I saw him on the sideline last night. I was like, Tyler Huntley's playing? Not Tua? So I guess, I don't know, maybe it was like a leg injury, knee injury, shoulder. Definitely wasn't, the scary injury that he's had in the past. Otherwise, we'd have heard about that. Like, that would have came through my phone at least at once. I just didn't know why he was out.
Speculation has run rampant about the quarterback's hip injury.
Huh. Was he doing the DAC?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, the thrusting. Yeah, I don't know. He's had hip issues. He's had ankle issues. He's obviously had the concussion stuff. So, yeah. Another long, long
list.
Because
it's not like
list.
They're out of it.
No.
Right?
They kind of seems like they might have the easiest, quote-unquote, other than Denver. I mean, right behind Denver.
Got to beat the Jets.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
God, the Jets are pitiful. Pitiful.
We look at the Chiefs now, right? I think this is the team they've wanted. This was the team in St. Joe where I think if they were smart, which I know they are, we're like, hey, if we're without Rasheed Rice for, let's say, 4 games, or as a lot of people thought, let's say we're without Rasheed Rice for half a season. Let's put together this offense that has this rookie we drafted out of Texas, Hollywood Brown, who we got as a free agent, signed to a 1-year deal with Travis Kelce. Let's put all that together. This was what the offense was going to look like without Rasheed Rice. Patrick Mahomes has not turned it over. They are scoring. Well, they just don't beat people convincingly. 29-10, 27-19, 20-7. Coincidence? I think not. This was the team they wanted to put together. This was the roster that they were going to be like, hey, we're going to be without Rasheed Rice, but we can do this. And since Rasheed Rice misses the entire season, they had to go get DeAndre Hopkins and Juju Smith-Schuster. And at this point in their career, those two guys are basically one receiver and two bodies. Like, how many times do you see DeAndre Hopkins and Juju Smith-Schuster on the field at the same time? Now, they're not where they used to be, but they're that guy. One catch, 13 yards. Third and six, run this perfect route that you can do better than most because you're a vet and I trust you. Your running back is back in Isaiah Pacheco. But now you have him and Kareem Hunt, and Kareem Hunt looks like he's now the guy. Injuries are flaring up. Now, again, it's a two-man system. Chiefs don't run the ball. We all know that. But we've seen them kind of lean Kareem Hunt's way, at least the last 2 weeks. And I know Isaiah Pacheco got hurt towards the end of the game. This last game, I think he'll be fine when they play in 3 weeks.
Exactly. 24, 25 days.
You're going to get Jalen Watson back on the defensive side. Severely missed.
Watson!
Well,
yes!
I guess we don't know that, do
right.
we?
Right. I just saw videos of him doing sprints. And then it just said, does this mean what I think it means? 3 weeks. He's got 3 weeks.
Exactly. And Hollywood Brown reposted it with that clock emoji, exactly what Hollywood Brown posted, you know, a couple months ago about Christmas Day. That's
and he looks great.
He looks fantastic.
I think you have to bring him back. Because with him and Worthy and Rashee Rice in this offense, if this is it for Travis, if they win a Super Bowl and he's like, okay, I'm done. I've won a three-peat.
Yep.
I've scored more touchdowns in that franchise's history. I won and done it. I'm out. Wouldn't be against it. And now you have Xavier Worthy, who has excelled even more than I thought he would, putting up similar numbers to Tyreek Hill in Tyreek Hill's rookie year. Xavier Worthy, a quiet, slept-on rookie wide receiver. Maybe not slept on here. And we'll talk about the rookie receiver class a little bit later on that has Ladd McConkey, Brian Thomas Jr., Malik Nabers, all those guys. And not a lot of people put Xavier Worthy's name in there. Dude's been good. You add Hollywood Brown to that. You add Travis Kelce, who this is the time of year where he really steps up. Last game of his season, he goes 8 for 84 and a touchdown. Exactly. So again, this was their offense that they had put together. This was it. This was their way. With Rashee Rice, who potentially could have been out, this was the team that they wanted to roll with. And nobody has any videotape on it. Let's get to Derrick Johnson.
He's the Chiefs' all-time leading tackler and four-time Pro Bowler.
Derrick Johnson picks it. He's up the right sideline, 30-yard line, 25, and down into Washington territory. Derrick Johnson.
But to us, he's our forever linebacker.
I want to be battle tested. I want to go through some adversity. I want to go through some things where you say, oh, man, we gotta figure this out.
Here's number 56, Derrick Johnson with Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
That's right, it is a Monday. Everybody had the day off except me last Monday. Bob, Mac, DJ, all the day off. Derrick Johnson joins us today, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you and sheet metal workers, local number two. DJ, how was the holiday, my man?
Oh, it was awesome. It was awesome, man. A lot of winning going on in the holidays, but man, it's always a good time to be around family and friends and good time for football. So
yeah, no doubt. So I want to ask you, we were talking about this earlier. I think the coldest photo in Chiefs history is Flowers on the football flexing, getting middle fingers from the Oakland crowd.
And, yeah, and he had a bunch of beer poured on him. Oh man, that's one of the games I remember like it was yesterday. We got a bunch of defensively, we did really well, and got a bunch of picks, and we just had our way in Raider Nation. That was pretty cool.
Yeah, that's how I knew Brandon Flowers was about it, because you go to the black hole flex in the end zone where you just and I mean and then poor Andy Studebaker's just right there like, if you need help, man, I'm here. It's crazy. Like, you look at that photo, you're like, Studebaker made the cut. That's all right. Didn't see him on the player's card. But I do want to bring this up. We were talking about this weekend was Jamal's birthday. And yeah. I think that he gets a little – I mean, he's a great – we all know it, you know. But a lot of people, you know, their top five, maybe Jamal Charles is in there. Some people, like, you know, they have other people in there. And we were talking about Jamal. What do you remember most about that game where – now, I don't know if this is true. Maybe you can let us know. When he was just going nuts against the Raiders – and there was a rumor that they were telling the Raiders where the play was going, and the Chiefs still scored.
Oh man, you know what? That's a shame that he got off that way, and they I guess got a beat on some plays, but still, Jamal is a hard guy to stop. I mean, he's freaking fast. He can run between the tackles. He developed into not just a track guy. You know, coming into the league, he's explosive and a track guy. Left University of Texas early, but he just developed into something that this league hadn't seen for a while. And Jamal was special, man. I actually, right now, my five-year-old son, I show him little, because he's a KC fan, obviously, now. But he sees highlights of myself. And then he went on there and started watching highlights of Jamal. And that's all he watches. And I'm like, you know what? Keep watching Jamal. That's better for you.
Yeah, your son and I are the same way. I'll be on my phone just watching videos. I'll get back to that 2000-2001 team, and I'm like watching Priest leap over the offensive line, the defensive line, being like, they don't make them like that anymore.
Nope, not at all. Not at all. Great player. Player.
So let's talk about this team. 15-1, number one seed, locked up. A lot of people, you know, obviously you praise it. You have fun with it. You get to control your destiny. You don't have to leave anywhere for the playoffs. What's your opinion on three weeks off? What does DJ think about that, being a former player and knowing what that can, you know, do? I know obviously Andy Reid will have these guys ready, but 3 weeks, man, that's a lot of time.
It is. And you have to make a conscious effort to start fast when you do play. It's pros and cons to it. It's a good problem to have. You want to have that problem every single year, and the Chiefs have been fortunate enough to get that number one seed, and that's the way to go. If you want to go to the Super Bowl, you want to win it. You want it to go through your home field, and Arrowhead is the hardest place to play in the NFL. And Andy just keeps doing it, man. I mean, the old guy is just the team is keeping him young, and we are finding ways to win the game. Regardless of, you know, we didn't even run the ball well. We, you know, third down wasn't even that good. We had a lot of penalties, but we still pull out a win. We're just mastering the art of winning, and it's freaking very, very impressive. And man, I'm really enjoying it.
Well, and one of the ways the Chiefs have been winning these games recently, DJ, and rather dominantly, has been the defense. Most recently against Pittsburgh, without Chris Jones, the best player on the defense, one of the best players in the league. I mean, what are you seeing from them? They're creating pressure. They're creating turnovers. It feels like they've flipped that switch right at the right time yet again.
Yeah, you want to peak at the right time. Defensively, last couple of years, we've just been on. Spags has been in his bag, regardless of his Chris Jones, who's not just our best player on our defense, but probably the best player in the NFL. For our defense to affect the quarterback, that's when you get any kind of success on defense, you have to find ways to affect the quarterback. How you do that? You get pressure on them, even if you don't sack them, you get pressure on them. We got five sacks, being able to disguise different coverages. I mean, Justin Reed coming up with that big interception in the end zone. When you take the ball away in the red zone, it really kills the offense. And we were, you know, our offense doesn't give up the ball much, and we get turnovers. So that's a good recipe.
You look at the AFC picture and you see Buffalo, Baltimore, Pittsburgh, Houston, possibly Denver, and the Chargers, and you look at what could be in the next round. Obviously, if everything were to go perfect and the seeds that are the bigger or the higher seeds win, you would host either Pittsburgh or Houston. Gotta like your odds in that game. And then it's buckle up time, DJ. Who do you want? You want Buffalo, you want Baltimore for the rematch in Arrowhead for the right to go to the Super Bowl?
Yeah, it doesn't matter. We bring them all. The Chiefs have you know, beaten everybody before, and this year I would probably want to see Buffalo again, since they got us on that last, you know, that last play in Buffalo. It's a lot different when you play in Arrowhead and having that 12th man in the red in the sea of red in Kansas City would be hard to beat, especially in the January weather. But man, I saw a that the other day that said the Chiefs, it's like three or four teams that haven't scored over 30 points, and the Chiefs are in that that small circle of four teams, and the other teams are losing records like 3-12 or something crazy like that. But we just figure out a way to win. We're very efficient, and we make you play at our pace. Like we just Brett Veach and just getting the right guys. I mean, from Mike Dana to guys like that, George Karlaftis, young guy, Worthy this year, killing it as a rookie. I'm not even talking about Kelsey and Pat and all these guys. I'm just talking about off-season acquisitions from the rookies to just the defensive backs. I mean, everybody's gritty, man. I'm freaking loving it.
Yeah, it's a skewed stat. I saw it the other week and kind of attacked it myself because it's kind of what I do sometimes. The Chiefs rank 11th in the NFL in points scored. Like, they scored 24 points a game, and yeah, they've only scored 30 points, what, once? Once all year, twice all year, I guess it is. Twice all year, haven't scored more than 30, but yet they're 11th in total points scored. They're 10th in passing yards. They're 13th in total yards. It's like, yeah, they haven't scored over 30, but they've scored 28, 26. It's a skewed stat because I know the teams that are with them are like the Jets, the Raiders, the Patriots, and the Giants. And it's like, there's obviously something here. Like, the other teams are like bottom five in the NFL in scoring. But I will ask you this. When it comes to this Chiefs team, what was it this year that really gave you the C of like, this team's going to do it? Like, this team's going to get there. I have no worry about it.
Two reasons. Defensively, first. Defensively, knowing that you can stop people from scoring. That's hard to do in this league. This is an offensive league. You know, offense is going crazy. You can score. You can have many, yards as possible now. People are breaking records left and right when it comes to the offense side of the ball. But we play defense, bringing that old school mentality, being able to say, hey, we can stop the run, we can eliminate explosive plays, and we can take the ball away. That's what we do. That's what we do. And being able to have Patrick Mahomes on the other side, right, with his connection with Andy Reid and what they cook up, it's unbelievable, man. I mean, Pat just seems to get better. You know, it's like, you know, when is this luck going to run out? It's not luck. It's when opportunity meets preparation, and they're rolling out every single week, and they're making us proud Chiefs fans.
And we're seeing them get hot at the right time. Now, all that's going to come to an end, as we've talked about, DJ, 24, 25 days of rest, depending on when they play that next playoff game. How do you keep the juice for that long without the rust versus rest conversation? How do you keep your adrenaline and your hype at an all-time high, ready for game time for over three weeks?
Well, you have to. They, you know, this. I don't think this is the first time that this happened. So this is something that they're used to, and we got a lot of high character, experienced Super Bowl winning guys on the offense and defense side of the ball. So when you have you have a couple younger guys on there that haven't experienced this, so you got to bring them along. And Andy Reid, this is one thing that I know playing for Andy Reid, that I know he makes sure that he's going to have something for them to reach for or to motivate them throughout the week to get to the game. And the other high-character players that are on the team, like a Pat Mahomes and Kelsey and Chris Jones and all these guys, Justin Reed, they're going to bring the young guys with them. It's a leadership player-led team. Even though we talk about Andy Reid and talk about, you know, what his legacy is, he makes sure that he sets players in place, especially leaders, to make sure they lead the right way and so they can get the best out of them on Sundays.
DJ, 15-1, number one seed secured. Real quick before we get you out of here, is this the best the NFL's ever been, talent-wise, teams-wise? Is this the best the NFL has ever been? I know it'll continue to get good, like stay good, but like this has got to be one like a historically great season all around from everywhere. Quarterback play, receiver play, rookies, teams, records. Is this the best it's ever been?
You know what? That's interesting. I probably so, just because it's some teams out there. I mean, after the Chiefs, it's a lot of really really good teams when you start looking at it on the NFC and the AFC part of in the NFL. But man, this is every year it gets better and better. The chemistry is really good throughout the league, and it's a good time. It's a good time to watch football. It's it's crazy that we have to, you know, overachieve just to get as much credit as we do. But we'll get it done regardless.
Yet Andy Reid's third best odds to win Coach of the Year. So I'll let you stew on that for another week, and we'll talk to you next Monday. Thanks, right, DJ. Yeah. Take care. Derek Johnson, brought to you by Community America Credit Union. Community America Credit Union, member-owned, open to all, invested in you, and Sheet Metal Workers number two. Hey, man, that's a former player, man, agreeing with your boy. It's the best the NFL's ever been. And I know that's...
I'm surprised by that.
And you can do that. Again, 11 teams with 10 wins.
It's nuts.
Four after that with at least nine. And two of those teams are going to win 10. You have 13 teams that we at least win at least win 10 games. It's the toughest the NFL's ever been. It's the best the quarterback position has ever been.
Yeah, I'm not mad at that take. I'm not mad about it. I will say that there is a less of a middle class, it feels like.
Yeah, it's like society today.
Yeah, it really is.
There's the super rich, and then there's just dirt poor.
Yes.
That you'll never be able to do anything.
Titans, Jags, Raiders, just
Mac, Dusty. Yeah.
Exactly, yeah. Yes, exactly.
I'll never own a house.
Nope.
Yeah. I've come to that reality.
Going to look at one to rent today, though. Can't wait.
An actual house?
Actual house.
Hey.
Let's go.
Backyard.
Excited. Backyard.
Gotta
fence.
Have it for the dogs.
Yes. Need it for the dogs. Need it.
Yeah. Man. I like that, though. He said that it's almost like Andy doesn't have to coach by himself. He'll have all the veterans. Because, like, you know how they'll do it, right? They'll get all hyped up for Carson Wentz if he has a rushing touchdown.
Oh, gosh.
Noah Gray's going to play a little bit.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
Yeah.
He should. I mean, what was it? It was last season, I believe. Or maybe it was two seasons ago. You can tell me. But Travis Kelce, I mean, he had that huge players meeting with everyone before the Super Bowl and cried and got really emotional and got everyone seriously hyped up. I mean, Andy Reid can only do so much of that. He's got to have the other leaders step up.
But,
and
yeah, this starts team does. With the culture.
Exactly. That's it.
Love to see it. Somebody says, is the top better or the bottom worse in the NFL? Bottom's bad.
Bottom's really bad.
Because this is a tough year where, like, my buddy actually gets credit for this. He was telling me, he goes, this is a year where, like, you could have literally six wins, and you're picking like 10th.
Dude, yes. Seriously.
Brutal. Brutal.
That sucks.
And Tua does have hip issues, we've been told several times. So thank you for that text. I had no idea. Shopping, family.
Yeah, driving, shopping.
Winning against Pittsburgh.
Yeah, just not caring about Miami.
And then all
of a
sudden
team.
I just saw, like, out of nowhere, Tua's not going to play tonight. So coming up, let's ask you guys, 913-586-7965, favorite moment of the season this year for this Chiefs team that went 15-1 and secured the number one seed on Christmas Day. I done. Mac Morning, Dusty Likens, 965 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Chiefs football, 96.5 The Fan.
Right back here on 96.5 The Fan, happy Monday. Beautiful sunrise. Going to be a beautiful day. High of 51. Love that.
Ooh, gorgeous.
Been a beautiful season. 15-1. What's your favorite part of the season so far? I have two.
Okay.
Honorable mention. Mahomes flex over that dude. Was that the San Francisco game?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Over Mustafa.
Yeah. And then just that.
That was awesome.
That moment there, I was like, okay. You can have your stats. Mahomes is, that's the guy. 913-586-7965, your favorite moment from this year's Chiefs team. This season, I could say this year, and I could see Bob be like, the Super Bowl. Like, okay, okay.
What's happened so far in the regular season?
Regular season. Out of the 15 wins or maybe the one loss.
Yeah.
913-586-7965. I mean, honestly, man, I'm not going to lie to you. It doesn't get better than this.
I definitely see this O-line. It definitely has its leap holes, and it definitely has its their struggles. But, you know, I feel like that we can take advantage of that. You know, we got an elite D-line. You know, I feel like Pat's a little banged up, so I don't know if he's going to play or not. But I hope he's mobile enough because we coming in Arrowhead.
You guys plan to get after that?
Yeah, for sure. Pat better make a good decision. I ain't making no threats. I'm making promises.
Well, you failed to keep that promise, Tim Settle. And since that moment that man said that, Patrick Mahomes has been sacked zero times. If I had a dime for every time that Mahomes has been sacked since he said that, I'd have zero dimes. Or maybe he was sacked this past weekend. I don't know. They've outscored their opponents 56-29 in those two games. And on that first score of the game, Patrick Mahomes ran past Tim Settle and scored.
Yep.
That was awesome. I know it's recent. I know it's super here, like just happened. But that is That is this season in a nutshell.
Yeah.
People have no idea what they're talking about when they come at the best team in the league. And that's been the best team in the league. All the league, AFC, NFC, minor league, D league, G league. Best team that's been for the last 2.5 years. And when Tim Settle said that, and it just coincidentally happened that he missed and Mahomes was banged up and Mahomes scored. That's not a threat. That's a promise. Don't write checks your body can't cash. That's my favorite moment of the year.
Oh, it's amazing. He's a liar. Broke his promise.
Yeah, he's the guy that crashed into the car, into the store with a hot dog costume. Clearly, we need to find out the person responsible for this.
Who did this?
It was that guy wearing the clown suit, driving the clown car.
I think it's got to be the DeAndre Hopkins. That morning was great. I mean, it was a surprise. You guys kept it from me for 10 or 15 minutes before the show, somehow distracting me, annoying me, frankly. I was like, what the hell are you guys doing? Shut up. But it was really fun being surprised. I'm glad we captured it on our stream, too, that you guys can watch every day.
According to the boss, that was the number one streamed video so far since we've done it.
It was pretty fun. I mean, it was a genuine reaction to a guy that I've watched and I've loved watching play for forever. So to see my team, you know, attain him and bring him on. And not only they brought him on, he's been great. He's been what this team has needed. And he's going to be amazing in the playoffs. So that's been my favorite.
No way he played 60% of the snaps on Christmas.
He can play. No. It was less than 50. He played 100. He can play 100% of the snaps through every game in the playoffs and still have played less than 60% of snaps for the Chiefs. So they're getting that draft pick.
It's like they know.
Yeah. It's like they. Yeah, exactly.
Toe on the line, block kick, fumbled snap, walk off field goals. We're all great. But just thumping Steelers is tops on my list. Peaking at the right time, let's go.
That's fair. I mean, everyone,
were you ever nervous Christmas?
No.
I mean, never.
No.
Right?
That was a blowout.
Yeah.
That was the blowout.
Yeah, it's 29-10. And what's so funny is the ref had enough of it. Hilarious audio. Nope, confirmed. That's the game is over. Like Russell was like, what? It's like, no, dude. That's like fouling down 8 with 1 second left. You don't need a foul. It's over. You can't win.
Get us out of here.
The game's over. The return of Kareem Hunt from the 913 says it's nostalgia for them, basically. Another one bringing back Kareem Hunt. The donkey doink.
Oh, man. That was incredible.
That wasn't a... Yeah, that was just...
That was a... That was not the donkeys, though.
No.
That was the Chargers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then they blocked
the blocked donkey, yes, kick was fantastic.
Somebody says, Kelsey breaking the touchdown record, dunking the ball in the field goal post to pay homage to Tony Gonzalez.
That was heartwarming. I'm glad he did it. It was great. It was really good.
And he did it.
Yes. No, it's cool. I watching it with Hannah, she doesn't know all the Chiefs lore, so I got to explain it to her. She said, oh, that's really cool. That's awesome. I was like, yeah, it's awesome. It's very nice.
Yeah. Blocked a field goal. I had come to terms with the loss, then all of a sudden, not. I mean, Andy's reaction was cool enough. He was, when they blocked that kick,
because he doesn't get that, you know, excited. No. He stays pretty calm, pretty mellow, close to the vest. That was cool to see him kind of let loose. Me and my friend were depressed in the stands. And so then we jumped up with elation.
Yeah, I just looked at that game and I'm like, okay, how am I going to explain this one? Mm-hmm. And then it was like, block, block. And then it's just, you know, Bob FaceTimes me with Ben Maller and I'm shotgunning a beer and I spit it into my phone. Don't really remember much after that. But yeah, the last two games, the Chiefs, 56, their opponents, 29. We can go even further. Yeah. I was not expecting that. That was like that. I was like chugging that Alani this morning. I was like, whoa, there's the 200 milligrams of caffeine. But yeah, you look at their last three games, and 56 in the last two. But if you want to add to it, 77. Opponents 36. 77 to 36. Convincing, I hope. One seed, one loss, all year long. And a lot of texts keep coming in about your favorite moment of this season. 15-1, there's a lot of them.
A lot of good ones, man. So what a season.
I mean, think about how it started. A toe.
Yep.
And then a temper tantrum.
From Jamar Chase.
And then stopping twice Atlanta on fourth down. And then the rest is up to you.
I mean,
right?
You know, that Chargers game has a sad taint to it. That's when Rashee Rice got hurt. But again, you know, just talking about the ability to overcome these sorts of adversities.
Uh-huh.
Andy Reid, new playbook. They drive down the field. They're able to get the points they needed, and they win 17-10 without their best player, who was the center of that game plan. Just kind of a quintessential Chiefs win for the season. Obviously, dominating New Orleans win. They show us who they are against San Francisco when people thought San Francisco was San Francisco. You just go down the line, man.
Right.
30 points against Tampa Bay in overtime. Final drive. Go down. Seal the deal. They've won a game at three kickers, kicking game winners. I mean, this is unbelievable.
Mm-hmm. Somebody says, if the Lions win tonight, we are guaranteed a 14-win wild card team. That's what I'm saying. It's just insane.
What is the most wins of wild card team during the regular season? Let me look that up.
Probably last year.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. Who in the AFC North made it last year? Pittsburgh and Baltimore? Obviously, Baltimore was the one seed. Chiefs were the three seed. Buffalo, two. Houston, four. Wild card teams would have been AFC North.
The Titans were the only team in NFL history to win 13 games and not get a division title. The best number five seed of all time was 12-4.
Respect the text.
Yeah. So that text is right. They're going to outdo that.
Yeah.
And to your point, I mean, yeah, a lot of great teams.
Yeah. And this says Baker losing the coin flip. That's another good memory.
Oh, yeah.
Just because, like, the reason, it's not because they won the game. It's the fact that when they called for the coin toss and the Chiefs won it, he knew. And like,
he's like, cool, that's it.
That's a competitor. That's a guy that left the school that he originally went to because he knew what was coming behind him, which was Patrick Mahomes. And that's a Heisman Trophy winner. That guy's really turned his career up a notch. I think ever since that Rams game that he came in like off the street and just played one game and won, I think that's like the rejuvenated his career. And then he found a home in Tampa. And I think that when you see him just kind of be like, oh, shoot, and Mahomes goes out there and just game, that's why Baker's reaction was what it was. So that's a good moment, too.
That is a good one.
Trent McDuffie's pick, praise be.
Heck yeah, man.
Praise be. Which one? The TV Tron?
Mm-hmm.
God, Trent McDuffie finally got it. And then he went back-to-back with it, became back-to-back. An interception machine. Now he's got two.
And then he had the forced fumble, three turnovers in three games.
Stud.
He had not forced a fumble this whole season. He had five forced fumbles last year. If he can get that knack, at three his rookie season. So if he can kind of get that weird knack that he has to find the football back right in time for January, that would be fantastic.
Fesco and Dusty brought to you by Rainier Garage Doors of Kansas City. Lift Masters, patented MyQ Technologies, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. Find them at RainierKC.com. We pay our respects to Mr. Tooney on the other side, and we'll get into Mac's mind as we see what he wants to see this team do more of as they get two more important games here on 96.5 The Fan, your home, Kansas City Sports.
You're listening to Fesco and Dusty on your new home for Royals baseball, 96.5 The Fan.